understand you. By and by. Good morning, KVLA Talk 1580 Nation. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. Here on Urban Family Focus, we talk about the subjects that don't get talked about quite enough in our community. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to all of your questions about it. Urban Family Focus is designed to give you an opportunity to ask questions about some of the things that maybe you kind of hesitated to talk about due to the stigma of addiction and mental illness. Or maybe you're having some conflict resolution issues in your life where you just can't get along with a certain individual that's close to you, and you might want to get some insight into how to smooth that over so you guys can live peacefully together. Those are some of the things that Urban Family Focus is all about. Again, if it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources, answers, and questions about it. To do that, we bring qualified and certified experts to offer the knowledge, the tools, the coping skills for individuals and families to live their best life. Speaking of living your best life, today's word from the week, for the week, I should say, from Sister Niwili, she tells us to know that you can start late. Know that you can look different. Know that you can be uncertain. Know that you can start over and still know that you can succeed. Our goal, as always, is to make sure you early birds who wake up early with us every Saturday morning catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. The wisdom to better understand the issue or the condition, the opportunity to hear and share real life stories, the resources to help improve the situation, and the motivation to take the necessary steps to enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. So I want you to tell everybody you know about KVLA Talk 1580, the only Black-owned and operated progressive talk station west of the Mississippi, right here in the heart of the Afrocentric heartbeat of Los Angeles, Leimert Park. And don't forget to tell them to download that app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580. And one of the points that we cover is financial literacy. And as you know, this time of year, everybody's thinking about the what to, how to, and when to, and what's needed to better prepare ourselves for that annual dance with the IRS. So having a W-2 or a 1099 with some significant zeros on it is a great thing, but circumstances have had many of us turn to the entrepreneurial path for our financial stability. Many of us are looking forward to starting or expanding our business. And with us this morning to help us deal with taxation and money and all our management concerns for small businesses is Catherine Shirley. Catherine Shirley is a seasoned CPA with over 30 years of experience. And after a successful corporate stint with KMPG, Catherine established her own boutique business management firm, World Management Solutions, Inc. She's passionate about helping businesses and nonprofits develop policies and procedures to ensure legal compliance and financial stability. Catherine holds a master's degree in business taxation from the University of Southern California. Catherine, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you so much for having me, Reverend Gerald.
We appreciate you getting up early with us this morning, and I always like our audience to get to know a little bit about our guests other than their qualifications. So why, can you tell us a little bit about how you discovered that helping individuals and businesses manage money would be your life's work?
Absolutely. And it actually started in the eighth grade. I took a little survey and listed all of the things that were interesting to me. And based on the survey, they actually said that I should become an accountant. Didn't pay much attention to it then, but when I got into high school, a friend dared me to take an accounting class, and I took it, did very, very well, and then ended up taking accounting in college. I went to San Diego State, actually, for undergrad, so I have an accounting degree there before going to USC. Just love numbers, love doing whatever I can to help people, and people always say that accounting is the language of business, and so it was definitely wonderful and foundational for me. And so that's why I got started with it, and just kind of kept going. As you mentioned before, I work for KPMG, which is one of the biggest accounting firms in the world. Went there, and I learned as much as I could because I knew eventually I wanted to go out on my own. And so I worked on as many engagements with as many different entities that I could and as many different industries just so that I can learn. Moved over to corporate America, did the same thing, just learn so that I can eventually get out on my own so that I can be able to help people in my community and then also help high net worth individuals who I could then help teach them to give back to those in underserved communities.
I think, you know, what I took from what you just said, and the most important piece of it was that give back piece, you know, putting yourself in a position to not only do well, but in order to reach back and help others do well, I think is important to many of us. And your road, and like many of our roads, starting in corporate America and then opening up your own business is kind of the people that we're going to be talking to today, those people that may have started out in corporate America and went out on their own, or people who grew up with that entrepreneurial bug and wanting to have their own business. A lot of our conversations today will be things that can help them stay compliant and make the most out of the income that they earn in doing so. So I know my own personal experience, I've started in corporate America just like you and hit what they call that glass ceiling. For me, it was a rubber ceiling. I kept bouncing back and forth, but they would never elevate me to that position that I thought I deserved. So I let my ego get the best of me and decided to start my own marketing and advertising firm and went out there on my own. And we did well. We learned a lot. But there was some roadblocks that I'll discuss with you a little later on about taxes and some of the things that I decided to do that I wasn't prepared for, but we did get through it. So, Catherine, we're glad to have you with us today to share some information and some resources that can help people who are in business for themselves and people who aren't as well. So when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Catherine Shirley, CPA, and we're going to talk about taxation from a small business perspective. This is KVLA Talk 1580, and we have a lot to talk about.
Healthy wife, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
Going back to work or school and need a COVID-19 test? Have the sniffles and not sure if it is allergies? Don't guess. Get the test. African American churches have opened their doors for free testing. Go to blackchurchtesting.com for drive-through sites. Testing is free. No appointment necessary. So be sure you are COVID-19 free today. Don't guess. Get the test. Go to blackchurchtesting.com for a testing site near you. Brought to you by Tabernacle Community Development Corporation with the support of the California African American Community Empowerment Council.
Hi, I'm Nicole Franklin.
And I'm Brian Tamonte.
We're the host of the podcast, Before You Go.
Yes, Before You Go, because there's no time like the present to talk to our guests.
Our 100-year-old guests.
What a gift.
We have 80 and 90-year-olds too, but the older the better, right, Brian?
Oh, yes. Such amazing history.
We've got history on record.
History corrected.
Lots of smiles, and I'd say some redemption as we unearth some deep, dark secrets.
Politics, race, music,
baseball,
from sports to the silver screen. It's such a privilege to hear these incredible stories.
From our 100-year-old guests, or as you say, Bryant, those who are just getting up there.
So join us for a rewind in time.
Check out our podcast at beforeyougo.tv.
And listen to us live Saturdays right here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Imagine the organizing possibilities with Lowe's. Where keeping it all together comes with Project Source Clear Storage Totes starting at $238, and iDesign Plus the Spruce Storage Bin starting at $12.98. Clean up your closet with the Closet Made Brightwood Closet Kit starting at $119.98. Find it all at Lowe's Store and Save Event, in-store and on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid through 3/18. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only. iDesign Plus the Spruce Storage Bin. Pricing excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
$2,000 would save my life.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. And we're having a conversation today with Catherine Shirley, CPA. And we're talking about taxation and money management from a small business perspective. But we're going to be discussing things that can help those of you who are getting that 1099 or that W-2 as well. Catherine, thank you for being here this morning. And we're going to continue our conversation. But I noticed that we already have a caller. So we got Ernest on line one. So, Ernest, you have a question for Ms. Shirley?
Yeah, hi. I do freelance video work on the side of my regular job. And I've had some projects. I've worked with people a little long term. But I haven't received all my 1099s. What do I do if I don't get them? And can I still file without them?
Good morning, Ernest. Thank you so much for that question. You absolutely can file before receiving all of your 1099s. And so I'm hoping that throughout the year that you kept good accounting records and books, because if you did, you know exactly how much income you brought in. That 1099 is simply an annual report that's provided to the IRS to let them know from the persons that you work for how much money you brought in. And so as long as you've kept records and you're recording all of the income that you received, you can definitely get your tax returns filed. And the earlier the better. The tax season opened on January the 24th this year.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. That really helps a lot because I was really worried about it. And you explained it very well.
Ernest, thank you for your call. We're glad we were able to get you the information that you were looking for. And that is a question that I'm sure comes up with a lot of people who do freelance work and receive a lot of 1099s. The onus is on you to keep a good record of what you make, and they're just letting the IRS know you got it. So unless you're trying to not let them know you got it, you should claim all your income and get your taxes filed on time and properly. So, Catherine, we have some more questions I want to bounce off of you, but just to finish, I'm gonna get my personal question in first. Situation that happened, you know, being an entrepreneur, you know, you have your own business, and for me, I actually had an S corp, which you know my income or the profit the company makes goes over as income on my K-1, and my goal was to not pay taxes on as much income as possible. So, you know, you write off a lot of things from your business. You write off a lot of things against your income property. So when that money gets transferred over that you have to pay taxes, it minimizes the taxes that you pay. So I, you know, that was my goal, and that's how I started out. But what I realized is that if you show that you're not making a lot of money, the banks look at you differently. So, you know, how do you suggest people avoid that dilemma?
Yeah, that is definitely a tough question. And really, you have to be strategic. Your timing with respect to you getting access to capital, you're going to have to make sure that you're doing well. And so that's going to have to be a year that you're putting in hard work and you're getting in as much revenue as you can so that a bank will fund your business. And really, the only other side is to, after you've got that access to capital, to kind of slow down things or defer things or, you know, spend more money on the items that you need to invest back into your business. And so really it's a matter of timing. I'd say if early on you're trying to get that funding, make sure that you are getting as much revenue as possible. And the taxation is going to have to be the sacrifice. It's the sacrifice that you're going to have to make in order to get that additional funding in order to grow your business. And so the thing that I always try to tell people is that taxation is one factor in considering the overall goal that you have. It's not the only thing. So, again, it's really just a matter of timing.
Thank you for that. I did learn that lesson, and you know, we came out okay. You know, I have a very good tax guy, and we worked through it, and things are fine. But I just was one of those people who thought because I had a good FICO score, you know, that paid my bills on time, that the banks would love me no matter what. But I found out that they did not.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, building a relationship with a bank is very important as well. Pick a bank. If they do good by you, definitely stay with them. Get a relations manager and keep growing, because when they know you, they treat you more like a friend.
They used to. I think that's changing a little bit, too. But let's switch reels a little bit, because I know, you know, one of the things that's impacted all of us is this pandemic that we've been dealing with for the last year and a half or so. And, you know, there's a buzz going around about the Great Resignation. And that's, you know, people have had to make some decisions during this time. And, you know, a lot of people are voluntarily resigning from their job and go out on their own. And, you know, they have to set up a separate legal entity, and they're wondering how, if, or do they really need to? What do you tell people who are in that situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. This Great Resignation, it is really an interesting phenomenon. And I think with the pandemic, people are really just taking a look at their lives. And so many are looking for work-life balance. They're seeing that they're not fulfilled within their jobs. And so you don't actually have to set up a separate legal entity. There are several ways that you can do business. And one is a sole proprietorship. And so with a sole proprietorship, you just basically can do business under your name. And I'll just kind of go through the different entities that you can consider. And so as I just said, you can be a sole proprietor. You can also be a single member LLC. You can be a multi-member LLC or a partnership. You can be an S corporation. You can also be a C corporation or a B corporation. And a B corporation, which most people don't hear about, it's taxed the same way as a C corporation. But for them, their mission is really focused on purpose and accountability and transparency. And so it's more in the mission that differs between the two. And then, depending on what you want to do, you also might want to be a nonprofit. And so it just really depends on what is in your heart to do there. And one thing that you want to remember is that whatever form you start under, you don't have to stay that form. You can, from a sole proprietorship as an example, you can upgrade to a single member LLC, or you can go into an S corporation. So it just really depends on what it is that you want to, you know, depends on what you want to do. most people to start, especially if they have no experience running a business. They start as the sole proprietorship. You know, it's less complicated. So probably one of the biggest questions, and actually you have a question before I keep going.
No, I was listening to all the different types that you were naming, and that B Corp was something that, like you said, I hadn't heard much about. And I was always under the impression that each one of those entities had benefits, you know, specific to the needs of, you know, where the person was trying to go with their business or what type of business it was, how many employees they had, different things. So if you could just touch on what you consider to be the benefits of each one, and maybe if there's any, you know, downside, you know, depending on what you're trying to accomplish that they have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's a great question. How do you decide which one is going to be good for you? And so some of the factors that you need to think about is control. How much control do you want to have over the entity? There's also the level of protection against liability. That's going to be important for you as well. The level of complexity is going to be important. And when I'm talking about complexity, you know, what does it take to set up? What does it take administratively? Your accounting, your tax filing, ways to get money out of your business. And then, as you talked about earlier, access to capital. And so I'll just kind of go through briefly each of them here. When you're talking about control, when you're a sole proprietorship, you have total control. It's just you. With the other entities, it varies. And so for a partnership, as an example, you're going to have limited control over your company, and it's documented in a partnership agreement. And so you're going to spell out exactly what it is that you're going to handle, if it's the management or if it's a shared management, whatever you're going to do, that's going to be memorialized within your partnership agreement. And then the other entities, you know, it really is just going to depend based on your percentage of ownership. You know, the more you have, the more control that you have over the entity. But it's really going to vary. And with respect to the level of protection, that's going to be a real important one as well, because if you're a sole proprietor, you don't have any protection against legal liability. You are your sole proprietorship, and your sole proprietorship is you. So if you're ever sued, they can go after your personal assets. And so you have to know that your business assets and liabilities are not separate from your personal assets and liabilities. And so in that instance, I usually tell people, you know, make sure that you get an insurance policy or something that will give you some level of protection against liability. And then the other ones, you actually are. So when I say the other ones, that's the S corporation, the single member LLC, the multi member LLC, C corporation, which I'm not going to spend a lot of time on, or really any time on, because you get double taxed when you operate as a C corporation. And so I really don't want to spend time on that for a small business, but you just have to make sure that you are definitely operating in a space that you have protection. And so these other entities that do have protection, they generally can go only after your business assets and not your personal assets. And so that's going to be an important factor. But, of course, you still should have insurance. That's one thing that a lot of companies try to avoid is buying insurance, but it's something that you want to make sure you have in your business to keep you protected. Moving over to the next thing, I talked about the level of complexity. So setting the business up. So the most simple is going to be the sole proprietorship. You can either use your name or you can get a DBA, which is doing business as, and then you just need to get a tax ID number, open up a bank account, apply for a business license, and then you can go ahead and just do business. And so it is definitely the simplest form and easiest to set up. All the other ones are going to be more difficult because you're actually going to have to incorporate with your Secretary of State. So if that's in California, Texas, Delaware, wherever it is that you decide, that's what you're going to have to do. And you're going to have to also pay filing fees with the state as you're setting it up. Furthermore, just like the sole proprietorship, you're going to get a tax ID, you're going to open up a bank account, apply for a business license, and that's key there as well, business licenses. A lot of people start a business and they don't register, and you have to be very, very careful. You want to register with your locality because with computer technology now, all of the agencies are talking with each other. And so, as an example, the federal government, if you file a tax return and you attach a Schedule C to the return, the federal government reports that information to the city of L.A. as an example. And then the city of L.A. will send a notice and say, we received word from the IRS that you filed a filed a tax return with a Schedule C and your address was in Los Angeles. And they want the revenues so that they can tax you. And so that's a perfect indication of why you should make sure that you are applying for everything that you need to. And you mentioned an S corporation earlier. Yes. In order to become an S corporation, you have to make an election. So when you actually incorporate with the state of California, you are a regular corporation, and until you make that S election, you're going to be taxed just as if you were IBM or Apple or any of those corporations there. So talking more about complexity, administratively, things are really different. And so accounting-wise, if you're a sole proprietorship, you know, you run all of your income and expenses through a bank account. That's always going to be key. Don't do anything outside of your bank account. Any money that you bring in, deposit it, any expenses that you incur, make sure that you use a check, a debit card, or something that's going to actually go through your bank account, because that way you'll do the best job you can at tracking it. And of course, you're going to want to
say, it sounds like from all that you've said so far that, you know, the only one you want to avoid is that C corporation for the big boys. But we're going to continue this conversation with Catherine Shirley, CPA. We're talking about tax and money management issues for small businesses. And we're also going to answer any questions that you have about your personal tax returns as well. So give us a call at 1-800-920-1580. And we're going to continue our conversation with Catherine Shirley when we come forward. You're listening to KVLA Talk 1580, where we have a lot to talk about.
We know you have options, but thank you for making the best choice. The only station in L.A. of the people, by the people, for the people. We are unapologetically progressive. KVLA Talk 1580. 1580. Stay tuned.
I'm Shelley Wade, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. As a potentially historic winter storm slams the Northeast, parts of New Jersey are reporting over a foot of snow this morning. The National Oceanic...
As parents, we've done everything we can to keep our kids safe, happy, and healthy during this pandemic. From finding the best face masks to making sure their hands are clean. And now we have the best tool to help keep them even safer. The most important thing we can do is vaccinate our kids to protect them against COVID-19. Vaccines have been proven safe and effective for children 5 and up. Talk to your child's doctor or visit myturn.ca.gov to find a vaccine near you. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the 3 Ds: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you that we keep us safe. With a recent rise in hate crimes to almost unprecedented levels, and California with the most hate crimes of any state, it is time for all Angelenos to come together. That is what LA vs. Hate is all about. It's a campaign by the LA County Human Relations Commission to give everyone tangible actions to help dismantle racism and bigotry. It's a plan to connect victims or witnesses of bullying, discrimination, or hate crimes with social services. The LA County Human Relations Commission wants you to know that all Los Angeles residents are valued. We all belong, and LA County is taking actions to protect every one of us. It is time to educate and liberate, to eradicate hate and practice loving kindness. And you are a part of the solution. You can report any hate incident as a victim or as a witness by calling 211. That's right. Simply dial 211, or you can report hate online at 211LA.org. To learn more and get involved, please visit LAVSHATE.org. That's LAVSHATE.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith. Gerald Smith, a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. Today we're talking about taxation and money management from a small business perspective with CPA Catherine Shirley. And before we continue our conversation with Ms. Shirley, I want to remind everyone that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and a clear path to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org. So, Catherine, we're going to continue our conversation, but I do see we have a caller on line one, Nicholas, and it looks like, if I'm reading this right, he's calling from Barbados. That KBLA Talk app is really working. Nicholas, what's your question for Ms. Shirley?
Hey guys. Yes, I'm calling from Barbados in the Caribbean. So my question, I just so happen to be listening to your show. A friend put me on his show, but it so happened that recently, me and a partner, we registered a business, and we used an LLC. But the issue with me, she lives in New York, but I live in Barbados, so I need to be able to get a tax ID, I believe. I don't think it gets a social security number because I'm not living in the States, but I need a tax ID or... And there's another ID. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but the process has been crazy trying to find out how that process is for someone not living in the States. And we were in the process of looking for a firm. So this is a black firm, I believe. So that's great.
Yeah, so what you're going to need, instead of a tax ID, you're going to get an I-10. So an I-T-I-N. Mm-hmm. And you can go to irs.gov to get that information, to get registered. And basically, so are you going to be in Barbados the whole time, or are you going to be going back and forth to the States?
I'm going to be in Barbados probably for the whole time. Eventually, I may start to travel, obviously, when the coronavirus, everything has died down. But I'm just limiting my traveling right now, but... Predominantly, I'm going to be in Barbados,
go ahead, like I said, get that I-10 as a starting point, and really, most people are afraid to talk with the IRS, but you can actually call the IRS and get some guidance. Your partner who is in Los Angeles or in the United States can actually reach out to the Small Business Administration as well. They have consultants there. There are a lot of retired C-suite people who can actually give you guidance on that as well, because many businesses don't deal internationally. And I think that's exciting that you guys are doing that.
Yeah. The other thing is, I'm seeing that your firm, you have your own firm. I'm not sure, because as I said, we are looking for an accountant firm as well. I don't mind paying for this process in terms of getting it started, because as I said, I visited the website, but it is so confusing. Our taxation system is significantly different from yours. Our setup is different to yours. So it is like looking at French and only speaking English.
Yeah, right.
So are you looking looking for an accounting firm, Nicholas, to help you with your business?
Yes.
Okay. So are you?
I can give you my website address so you can look us up.
Okay. Yes. Let me take that information.
Sure. It's a worldmgmt.net. So that's WORLD. M as in Michael, G, M as in Michael, T, .net. And my contact information and our telephone number is there.
Okay, so world, M as in monkey, G as in go, M as in monkey, T as in terrific, as in, which is sharp for management, .net.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Okay, sweet. So I have that information. And my partner, I believe she's tuned into the show as well. So I will definitely reach out to you directly there. And I believe that I was supposed to be listening to the show this morning, because we only just filed. We just filed and we're just registering the trademark. So I think that I was...
Yeah. Nicholas, Nicholas, we want to thank you for calling in, and you have Miss Shirley's information, so she'll be able to help you offline. But thank you for the call all the way from Barbados. We appreciate you having that KBLA Talk 1580 app on your phone, and we want you to keep using it. So, Catherine, his question kind of opened up to another question I had here. You know, if you have two people who are colleagues and they both, you know, starting a small business, do they necessarily need to follow the same path to success, or can they take two different directions?
No, they could definitely take two different directions. And when you, just because you both are married and have four children, definitely doesn't mean that you're going to be taxed the same. And so you want to make sure that you don't compare yourself to others. Your tax situation is going to be different because of your age, your spouse's age, the type of business that you're engaged in, the form of business that you're engaged in. It also matters where you live, how much you earn, whether you're self-employed or employed by a company. And so you definitely shouldn't compare, but definitely get the advice of an accountant. As I mentioned earlier, accounting is the language of business. And so you want to make sure that you hire a professional. Get things done right to begin with. And then from there, you should learn. I never tell people to move away from the accounting and business, so much so that they have no idea what's going on, because we know that there are opportunities for accountants to steal money. And so definitely get the right professional so that you can get things taken care of. And if later you want to take over it because you know what's going on, then that's something that you can do.
So having somebody you can trust is very important, and somebody that's knowledgeable is very important, but it's also important that we keep an eye on the ball ourselves and get an understanding of what's happening and what are some of the things that we must do to stay in compliance and keep things moving forward. So things don't get away from us literally and figuratively.
I would say number one, I talked about keeping good books and records. You are able to deduct anything that is ordinary and necessary to earn money within your business. But everything that you spend money on, you have to keep a receipt for it. You can't say, oh, I paid this person $1,000 to do graphic design and just write that off. you have to get an invoice for that from that person, and that invoice has to have their name, their date, what it is that they did, the dollar amount. It has to have all of those details. And in that instance, that person needs to be issued a 1099. And so you're going to have to collect a W-9 from that person that will have all of the tax information needed so that by January the 31st, you can issue that 1099 so that the IRS knows how much money that person was paid so that they, in turn, can make sure that that person reported all of their income.
So with keeping those records, let's say you lose something. Is a check stub or a canceled check to that person sufficient to prove that you can deduct that expense?
Yes, and remember, when it comes to having good books and records, definitely keep as much as you can if you do lose something. And if you're audited, a canceled check definitely will do the trick. IRS agents are beginning to be more and more reasonable. Sometimes you get unlucky and have some that are not reasonable. But a check stub, a canceled check, should definitely do the trick. And again, you know, if it's ordinary and necessary in the business, the IRS agents know, you know, what typical business or expenses that people incur. So if it's reasonable, I'm sure that they would work with you.
Well, thank you for that information, Ms. Shirley. We're going to continue our conversation with CPA Catherine Shirley, talking about small business tax situations when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580. Give us a call, 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580 if you have a question for Ms. Shirley. This is Urban Family Focus. We'll see you in a little.
Nobody's perfect, but everybody's important. Don't change the dial. We've got a lot to talk about. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
Governor Newsom proposes $2.7 billion for COVID response. I'm Myesha Cairo with your KBLAC Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. In the first week of January, the governor proposed an investment in COVID response efforts, asking lawmakers to take action immediately. It included spending for more testing, more vaccines, including boosters, and support for healthcare professionals. This is an emergency response package that the governor says will focus on the hardest hit communities. California currently has a positivity rate of over 21%, and that number is growing. Additionally, in COVID news, Newsom deployed about 200 National Guardsmen to assist at testing sites, and the FDA approved boosters for children ages 12 to 25. I'm Myesha Cairo. That was your KBLAC Minute News and COVID update, brought to you by KBLA 1580 on all platforms.
The Los Angeles Urban League continues to maintain a key role as one of the Los Angeles region's most effective community institutions that achieve significant results in addressing urgent priorities and human needs confronting underserved communities. In 2021, thanks to the Los Angeles Urban League's many partners, the organization's strength has surged. Primary programs such as the Entrepreneurship Center, Biz Camp for Youth, Backstage Careers, Project Ready, a free college and career training program for 13 to 18-year-old students who earn money while receiving valuable skills and learning, Construction Career Academy, and other programs and initiatives will be the beneficiaries of the success of its centennial campaign and fundraising efforts. For more information, visit the Los Angeles Urban League website at laul.org. That's laul.org.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Imagine the organizing possibilities with Lowe's, where keeping it all together comes with Project Source Clear Storage Totes starting at $238, and iDesign Plus the Spruce Storage Bin starting at $12.98. Clean up your closet with the Closet Made Brightwood Closet Kit starting at $119.98. Find it all at Lowe's Store and Save Event, in-store and on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid through 3/18. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only. iDesign Plus the Spruce Storage Bin pricing excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
History is now, and you are part of it. Thank you for spending your days with KBLA Talk 1580.
Let's jump back into the conversation.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and today we're having a conversation with CBA Catherine Shirley. We're talking about small business taxes and money management. Catherine, we've had a couple of good calls today, and if there's anybody else out there that has a question for Ms. Shirley, we only have a little time left. Make sure you give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. Catherine, the next question I have for you is about people who are starting a business. And you know, you're going to need help, but a lot of people are confused as to whether they need to have employees or whether they should go with independent contractors. How do you guide people in that way, and what circumstances should they commit to as it pertains to getting help?
Absolutely. To answer that question, you actually don't have a choice with the designation. The government controls whether the person is an independent contractor or an employee. So the IRS had a 20-point test that they used to determine whether a person was an employee or independent contractor. California has since then enacted what they call an ABC test to determine who's considered an employee. And if you think about it, the government is, whatever they are encouraging, it's a part of public policy, and they want to push as many people as possible to employee status, because that way you have to pay in payroll taxes, and that way the Social Security system and Medicare gets funded, and, we help make the world go around. So this ABC test, if all three of these things are in place, it means the person should be treated as an employee when you bring them on. And so you have to look at whether the person is free of control or direction. So if you control what they do, then they're an employee. But if they're free from control and direction, then they're leaning to an independent contractor. Also, the work that they have, that they're doing, it has to be outside of the usual course of whatever your business is doing. So you mentioned marketing. So if you hire me as an example, and I come in and do accounting, that's different from your usual course of business. And so that right there would lean more towards an independent contractor. And then lastly, that person, that worker, have to be engaging in that type of business that they're doing independently. So I can't just do accounting for you and say, oh, okay, I'm an independent contractor. They look to see if I'm doing accounting for other people as well. And so if all of these three conditions are met, you're free from control, the person is free from control in your direction, the work that they do is outside the usual course of your business, and then also what they're doing, they're due for other people, then you can hire them as an independent contractor, in which case at the end of the year, you issue them a 1099 and they take care of all of their taxes. If they don't meet all of these tests, then they are an employee, in which case you have to report to your state that you hired them, so that they, like in California, you have to submit a DE-34, and it's California actually keeps that person's information, so that, as an example, if the person is behind on child support, they have information that they have a job, and then they can begin to collect child support on that person. So those are the things. And then again, of course, if you're an employee or have employees, you have to file payroll tax returns on a quarterly basis. You have to pay in those taxes based on whatever your schedule is, and also file those annual returns.
Well, thanks for that, Catherine. We have a quick question. We're short on time, but I have Kathy on line one. So, Kathy, ask your question, and we'll give you an answer when we come forward after the break.
Thank you so much. Formed as a C-Corp, Ms. Catherine, And now my accountant is saying to go to an S corp, and I want to know the benefits of that, or if I'm going to be taxed because of being. I wanted to change from a C corp. So basically, that's the question.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. So we're going to answer Kathy's question when we come forward. This is Urban Family Focus, and you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy wives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Did you know that the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program is still open and accepting applications? Call 424-265-1700. You could be eligible to receive rental payments dating back to April 2020 and future rent payments. What are you waiting for? Apply now. Call 424-265-1700.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ready on take one?
Ready.
Okay, this is a crucial moment of the audiobook, The Big Escape.
Chapter 9, they had waited long enough when finally the clock struck midnight and...
Wait, where are you going? Nope.
When you need a taco, you need a taco. Try the Beefy Melt and Fiesta Veggie Burritos, just $2 each, only at Taco Bell. And that's my time.
I'm not the voiceover guy too, but guess I'll read the legal copy. At participating Taco Bell stores for limited time only. Price and participation vary. Tax extra. Taco Bell vegetarian items allow for dairy and egg consumption. Preparation methods could lead to cross contact with me. Visit TacoBell.com for full details.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Yo, Genuine, what's up, man?
Yo, I don't know it.
Check this out, man. I went down to the studio today.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, Addiction Counselor and Life Coach, and we're talking with Catherine Shirley, CPA, talking about business and taxation and how to manage that money and go forward and make a good living as an entrepreneur. Ms. Shirley, you want to answer Kathy's questions real quickly?
Yes, absolutely. And so, yes, you can convert from a C corporation to an S corporation after making an election. And basically what's going to happen is all of the...
I think we lost your connection. We lost Ms. Shirley's connection. But I'm sure, hopefully we'll get it back soon. So Kathy, when she gets back on the line, we'll try to get the answer to your question. If we don't have time, we'll make sure that we give Catherine's information so you'll be able to contact her and get the answer to your question. So it looks like we still have lost our guests. So this is Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald. I am not a CPA, so I cannot answer your tax question, but I can thank all of you for being with us this morning, and hopefully you've gotten some great information that can help you if you're looking to start a business or looking to grow the business you've already started. Is Catherine back on the line?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you can continue with... just real quickly, you can wrap up what you were saying, but make sure you give everybody, including Kathy, the caller, your information so she can contact you and get a detailed answer.
Will do. So, yes, she got to, a short answer is yes, she can absolutely do that. The old income will be taxed under a C corporation. The new income will be taxed as a pass-through as an S corporation. And as I indicated before, my information, my website is worldmgmt.net. Our phone number is 310-601-7500.
You want to give them that one more time, please?
That's worldmgmt.net and 310-601-7500.
Thank you, thank you, and thank you for being with us this morning. We still have a couple of minutes, Catherine. I just want to ask you this one last little bullet you can give people. How does a business affect your personal taxes?
It's ingrained in what it is that you're doing. It means you're going to have extra administrative work, which means you have additional tax returns possibly. And just specifically for a sole proprietorship, there's not going to be any additional tax returns. You're going to attach a Schedule C, pay your self-employment taxes and any ordinary income taxes on the net income. All of the other entities, single-member LLC actually is going to be the same for federal reporting purposes, but for state, you actually have to file a separate tax return. The others, they're going to be flow-through entities, which means that you're going to have federal and state tax returns that you have to do for each of those entities, and you're going to have K-1s. And if you live in California, you're going to have an $800 minimum tax in most instances. And so that is for the privilege of doing business within the state. And so whatever business that you're doing, it becomes a part of who you are. You have to make sure that you keep your business on the straight and narrow, just as you keep your personal life on the straight and narrow.
Catherine, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing that great information with our listening audience about how to handle their tax situation.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
We had a little interruption there, but I just want to thank you for being with us today. And we invite everybody to join us every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. You can find Urban Family Focus on Facebook at Urban Family Focus, and on Instagram at Urban Family Focus, and Twitter on Urban Family, Urban Fam Focus. We want to thank everybody for joining us this morning. Remember to tell all your friends to download that KBLA 1580 app. So they can tune in. We had a caller from Barbados this morning, so the app is working. Black Lives Matter is next, so stay with us. You got a whole great Saturday lineup coming forward, starting with Black Lives Matter and moving throughout the day. I want to thank you for being with Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, the Life Coach. Join us next Saturday at 7 a.m.